Sound of Freedom beats Disney's Indiana Jones 5 by millions of dollars on 2,000 fewer screens on July 4. By David Ng on July 6, 2023. Sound of Freedom, the anti-child trafficking drama starring Jim Caviezel, has emerged as the number one grossing movie on July 4, surpassing Disney's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny while playing on far fewer screens. In the final tally, Sound of Freedom grossed $14.2 million on 2,634 screens on its opening day of July 4, for a strong per-screen average of $5,407, according to data from Box Office Mojo.com. Indy 5 mustered $11.7 million on 4,600 screens for that day, notching a per-screen average of $2,543. The irony is that the Walt Disney Company shelved Sound of Freedom when it acquired 21st Century Fox in 2019. Fox was set to distribute the movie. It has taken producer Eduardo Verástegui nearly 3 years to disentangle Sound of Freedom from Disney's hands and raise the money to release it through Angel Studios. Sound of Freedom benefited from a strong social media push from conservative influencers as well as endorsements from Mel Gibson and Gary Sinise, who aren't involved in the movie. There was also a pay-it-forward effort, which allowed ticket buyers to purchase seats for other people who might not be able to afford it. Based on the life and career Tim Ballard, Sound of Freedom stars Jim Caviezel as a Homeland Security agent who quits his job in order to bring child traffickers to justice. Oscar winner Mira Sorvino, who urged her Twitter followers to see the movie, co-stars as his wife, Catherine. Indy 5 is shaping up to be the latest box office fiasco for the beleaguered Disney. The title fell short of its already deflated five-day projection of $85 million, bringing in just $82 million domestically. Overseas ticket sales are also weak on the back of lackluster reviews and a middling level of fan enthusiasm. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.